Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. In the name of Jesus Christ, all praises. Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of Come and See Ministries here with my number five, Absalom. Shalom, Israelites.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And praises. Amen. Tonight, we are still in Black History Month. And so we here at the Sounds of Living Waters been dealing with Black Hebrew Women Month. That is, we've been dealing with the mothers, you know, of the kingdom, or the examples of mothers of the kingdom, you know, and things of that nature. So here it is. We're going to open up with a script, and we're going to get prayed in, then we're going to get started. Amen. So as long as we open us over the scripts and we get started, please.
Proverbs and Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, the righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his way shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Proverbs 10:1-10. Yeah.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and doing of his word. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth both physical, both the Spirit, Holy Spirit upon us, Father. Have mercy. Please, in the name of Jesus, Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit upon us. Give a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, once again, you know, say, welcome everyone to Sounds of Living Waters. We're in the midst of, well, we're on the tail end of Black History Month. And we've been dealing with the mothers of the kingdom, you know, and to find out, it's been a real dig because you see that their speech is still there. Even though they're not there, like Leah ain't there, just like Rachel ain't there, their conversation is still there in the kingdom. Like it lives throughout the kingdom. We're going to see some of that this evening. You know, I don't, you know, I loved listening to the way the Father just break down how he called them our sister in wisdom and our kinsman, woman, and understanding. That's been the standard we've been setting for all our mothers, man. We've been setting the standard. You know, do she fit this, man? Do she fit Proverbs chapter 31 and 10? Do she fit Revelations chapter 12 and 1? Do she fit Psalms chapter 9, 45 and 9? You know, we've been asking these questions. Why? Because so far, man, we've been seeing the fruits there. And then we've seen different fruits inside of those things, you know, and that they works were testifying of themselves, even though they wasn't the same. He's just in the mothers, man. I'm at all these ideologies, man. It's like, it was just seeds upon seeds. You can just go from with this here. Well, we're going to start this in Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. 7 and 4, that's what we're going to kick it off at. And we're going to see, you know, this precept is about Hannah, man, Samuel's mother, the one that anointed the first king in Israel, Saul. Then he turned around and anointed David, this guy, right? But his mother is written in a book. So if she written in a book, that means she's in the book of life, right? So she got a story. Let's look at it. She got a story. Let's look at her story. But first, we've been going through these things, man, so we're setting these criteria, right? But I got to say this. You know, before Miriam, it wasn't no thing as a prophetess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't no such thing as a prophetess. So when Miriam came on the scene, she changed it. Yep. She changed it. So now you got to add that to the picture. When you bring Miriam into the picture, was she a virtuous woman? By all means, yes, she was. Is she Revelations chapter 12 and 1? That's a hard fit. But I can say yes. Why? Because I could see her sitting there as the queen next to Moses and Aaron, and they all sitting up there all dressed in the holy garments. I can see her looking as a judge among the people. She was a judge. And she was a prophetess. So she brought this into the conversation. You know, God had all these other things, man, but she brought this. With Miriam added this prophetess into the picture. And then it said Miriam the prophetess, right? Then you go into Deborah, she the prophetess, and then you got Jezebel, she called herself a prophetess, right? See, that's the difference. This is a real spirit. You have the sister that was working in a college. She was married to a Levite. She was a prophetess. You know, it seemed like, you know, we be missing out on this. And then when you look at the bigger picture, we find out this is kingdom hollers, man. The kingdom is actually talking to each other. We're going to get into that. Hey, Proverbs chapter 31. What did I say? Proverbs 7 and 4?
I don't know.
Yeah, Proverbs 7 and 4.
Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and say and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may
keep. Hold on. Now we gotta ask we're gonna ask this question. Is Hannah wisdom, right? And is she a kinswoman? That is to say, of understanding. So we got to ask that, right? Okay. Now, let's go into Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10. Proverbs 31 and 10.
Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies.
Wait a minute. No. No, we're going to read this word fine. He said, who can find a virtuous woman? Let's make sure what we understand and what he mean by this, because it's impossible to find her. He said, who can find a virtuous woman? It's like the Gentile looking for the golden fleece or something, right? Let's see. Catch sight of, you won't even, you'll never see her. He said, you'll never see her. You can't see her. Right? And he said this, he said, lay hands on, arrive at, bring to light, bump into, you're not going to meet her in the elevator. Chance upon, you're not going to meet it in the laundromat or at work. Come across, walking in the park, jogging, nope. That ain't how you find it. He said this, come up with, corral, detect. You wouldn't even know she was the virtuous woman. She was standing in front of you. He said you wouldn't even be able to detect her. Who can find a virtuous woman?
Mm.
Discern. Discover. Distinguish. Encounter. Expose. Fall in with. Wait a minute. So just because you fall in love with a woman don't make her virtuous? Ooh. Okay. All right. moving right along. Notice, observe, perceive, pinpoint, recognize, run across, run into, spot, uncover, unearth. Look, you're not going to find it. Who can find a virtuous woman? So what is virtuous, right? Let's look at that. Because he said she impossible to find. And on all counts of what I just read, it's impossible to find her. So what is she? If she's impossible to find, then she way up the food chain. This one here come like a 10-star general. Let me see. Yeah, excuse me. Here we go. Virtues. Virtues. Hold on a second. Virtue, honor, integrity. So we're gonna ask Hannah a woman of honor, integrity, advantage, asset, character, charity, chastity, consideration, credit, ethically, excellence, faith, faithfulness, fineness, fortitude, goodness, good point, hope, innocent, justice, kindness, love, merit, morality, plus prudence, purity, quality, respectability, righteous, temperance, trustworthy, uprightness, valued, worthiness. Now, the antidote to this thing would be dishonor, evil, and immorality. So, would Anna measure up to being these things? Do she have these fruits of the Spirit? When we read her story, can we detect that out of her? Can we say, yeah, she's Proverbs chapter 31 and 10 for sure? That's the idea. That's how we're approaching these things. We're trying to measure the mothers up against the law. Because that's exactly what we need to be gauging at this point anyway, because I don't think we're setting the gauge. We have set a gauge. You know, I think we should start. These are real pivotal points, man, when you think about the mothers and they walk. They're not to be taken lightly because their conversation is going through time. Watch what I tell you. Go to Revelation chapter 12 and 1. Revelation 12 and 1.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered.
And then will Hannah fit this scripture? Would you say she would be a woman that could wear this? Would you say she would be a woman that cried, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered? Do she have this conversation through time? That's another thing. So let's look at that. Let's go into 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 1. 1 Samuel 1 and 1. First Samuel 1 and 1.
All right. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim of Mount Ephraim, And his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zu, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni, Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all his sons, and her daughter's portions went unto Hannah. He gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had set up a womb.
Wait a minute. Ephraim is Rachel. Ephraim is Rachel. That's Rachel's mother. Ephraim is Rachel's grandson. That's Joseph's son. And look at this conversation. She can have children. In the same conversation, it's the same conversation itself, but it's reversed. Instead of it was Leah that couldn't have children, but it's her little, whoever the second wife is, she's having the children. You see, it's the other way around. But this is Rachel's children. This is Ephraim. And she's still having, and it's still, you see what I'm saying? You see how that speech is still going through the kingdom? You see how that we ain't been listening at the mothers. They really been talking to us. So she can't have a child, right? Rachel couldn't have a child. So what does she do? Read on.
All right, she only had six, right?
Yeah, we had six.
And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had set up her womb. And that's
whoa. So now what we're picking up here is a Sarah syndrome. Go to Galatians chapter 4. Go to Galatians 4. This is this conversation. So, oh yeah, she's a part of this conversation too. But this will be Sarah's granddaughter. Watch this. Let's see. Let's pick it up at 21. 4:21.
Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law?
We just think the law is a bunch of just tell you a bunch of do's and don'ts. No, the law is a speech unto itself. It's a whole different fire that the Lord is allowing us to be privy to peek into. It ain't even that we even understand the magnitude of the law. He's just giving us an idea what it is. Continue.
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by surprise, and was by promise. Which things are an allegory for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. Answer to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath and has now with brothers.
See, her little sister had more children than her, or whoever that was, his concubine. He he had, but she was the mistress, you know, and she provoked her sore, you know, and this is the same conversation right here. It said, rejoice in you that beareth not, break forth and cry. What? Because this is that thing, man, because this is what she was doing. Read on.
Now we brethren as Isaac was of the children of promise, but as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now.
See, that conversation ran all the way from Sarah, all the way through Rachel, even to this very day. You see it? It's running right now. What do you mean? Go to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17. And they pick it up at 5.
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of martyrs, and of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
See that? Now, here's the thing. So now we see here, there go that woman again, persecuting the children. You see that? So that conversation went all the way from Sarah, all the way through Rachel, all the way through now, and to the coming, until that this kingdom is brought into subjection. Because you got to, the book said that Babylon is a golden cup in the Lord's hand. He would have forgave her if she would have asked for repentance. But her pride was above herself. You see, so she was above, she couldn't get forgiveness because she wouldn't repent. That's the thing. This is, man, Jeremiah chapter 51 and 52 give you the lowdown of really this here in this verse 5 is. But you see here, it's persecuting the saints or the woman children. That's what it's doing. So the same thing with Hannah, was it was doing the same thing, provoking her sore. Let's go back to that. First Samuel chapter 2. I mean, First Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel chapter 1. And pick it up where we left off at. I think we were at 4.
Nope, we was finished. No. Yeah, we was probably at 4. No, we was there. I just started at 6. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah unto her. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, him, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart, am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and forget not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child. Then I will give him unto the Lord of the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake, and her heart, only her lips moved. But her voice was...
Stop. See, that is Rachel. That's the same thing that happened with Dan. That's her firstborn. Her firstborn is Dan, which is from Zilpah. You see, and that was Samson. It was a razor shouldn't come upon his head. That's her conversation into the kingdom that she brought the Nazarenes in. You see that? There she go. She prayed the same conversation her mother, Rachel, prayed. And the Lord heard her. See that? Almost verbatim. This is Rachel's grandchildren, not Leah's, Rachel's. That's what I'm saying. Their speech is still running through the creation. It didn't end with them. Read on.
And it came, and Eli said up, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I
spoken. See. So she did. So she said, don't count me as one of the wicked. So, okay, well, if I'm not going to count you as one of the wicked, because see, the antidote to a virtuous woman were the wicked or the worthless, right? Worthless. The antidote to the virtuous is Belial. That's what she just said. That's what she asked him not to compare her as. Because she was standing in the light of Proverbs chapter 10 and Proverbs chapter 30 and 10. Virtuous. She said, count me as worthless. Not worthless, worthless. Belly, I mean worthless. Continue.
Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning.
Well, no. What happened, man? What happened with the idea that this, you know, he marked her lips? Wait a minute. Whoa. Where'd that come from? Huh? Go back to 10. Go back to that 9. Pay attention to this. Listen.
So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of Jerusalem.
He thought it was because of the feast she might have been drunk. But listen at this. Pay real close attention. Listen. Read on.
And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow.
So she's praying. She's praying to the Lord, right? And she's crying, right? So this is that deep groaning, that intercession stuff right here, right? Read on. I mean, I can see Rachel doing this. She didn't have any children for almost 20 years. For over 20 years, man. And I could see her doing exactly this right here, crying in the bitterness of her soul, praying to God, and weeping sore because she didn't have no children. Look at this. Same conversation with her granddaughter. Look at this. But look, but her thing is that the God of Israel here. And then when he hears, he just don't hear. He really hears. Listen, read on.
And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore,
why? She what?
She spake in her heart, in her own.
So, wait, hold on. You know what that means?
she prayed in her mind and her heart.
She didn't say, you know what? You know what that tell me? Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. A woman of understanding, and definitely a kinswoman of Rachel. Hands down. Hands down. There it is. Why is she a woman of understanding? Because she didn't pray for her prayer to be heard outside of her mouth because she was looking for a breakthrough. She didn't want the enemy to mock her prayer. What do you mean? Let's go to Genesis. Let's look at the same conversation. I'm going to show you what kind of understanding this woman had. Go to Genesis chapter 26. Is it 26? 27. Genesis 27, and pick it up at verse 41. No, excuse me, I'm sorry. Not that. No, we ain't there. Okay, yeah, Genesis 24 and 41. 24 and 41. And in fact, pick it up a little lower. I want you to 42.
And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, If now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she said to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for my camels. But the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee.
Continue.
And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made
Stop. Not only did he pray in his mind like Hannah did, because she didn't speak it out, right? But there was his breakthrough. See, when you don't speak it out, the enemy can't imitate it because the devil can't read your mind. So if you're looking for a breakthrough, you never speak it out into the atmosphere because the enemy will imitate it. You see, so he said in verse 45, before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with the pitcher on her shoulder. And Samuel, Eli had marked her mouth and said, you've been drinking. You know, no, I've been praying, I'm going through it, she didn't even tell him what she was praying for because she was looking for the breakthrough. We're going to get back to that story. So this is that thing. She didn't even tell the high priest what she was looking for. Because that's another thing that we shouldn't be doing when we be going to prayer and anointing is asking for what we want. Out in the open, we're supposed to, you know, if we're going to do anything, we'll ask for prayer for one another and openly. But a breakthrough, that's something we got to keep in the house, man. You can't get a breakthrough if you spoke it out into the atmosphere. That's not a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough right here before our eyes. And this is how you get one. You don't speak it into the atmosphere. You keep this conversation between you and God. Why? Go to 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 38. Now, this is when you can nail this Proverbs chapter 7 and 4 all over Hannah's name. You could put her name right there. Once you read this here, you already know that's a wrap. She is definitely Proverbs 7 and 4. The other thing is, do she fit the other scriptures? Read on.
With prayer and supplication, soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands towards his house. Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of all the children of men.
Stop. He said, he the only one that knows the hearts of the children of man. This is why you can't. This is why you don't, when you're looking for a breakthrough, you can't speak it out into the atmosphere. You're keeping it between you and God, because he the only one to read your mind. The devil can't read your mind. No psychologist, no ventriloquist, none of that. That hocus pocus stuff, that's all BS. That's a rap. Knock that nonsense off. Those are lies. Those are impossibilities. The only one can read your mind is God. Why? Because he created consciousness. Of course he got access to all consciousness. He created it. Right? Makes sense to me. I'm okay with that. All right, let's look at this a little further. So we see that God is the only said, for thou, he said, hear thou in heaven. Now she prayed, right? She set forth her prayer. She was in the temple. She prayed like we read in here. He said, whosoever, right? Whosoever may be made by any man, well, of course she's a woman, by the people Israel, out of Ephraim, which shall know every man the plans of his own heart, spread forth his hands toward this house, which is what she was doing. The prayer and supplication which was made, he said, now, and then thou hear from heaven thy dwelling place, forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even thou, only knowest the heart of the children of man. So knock that stuff off, man. Satan can't read your mind. So stop with the spooky, booky stuff. That stuff is not real. He can only tempt you with your flesh and the things that you like. Like what I like. You know what I mean? He can't tempt me with stuff that I don't like. You know, he ain't gonna never, he ain't gonna never get me with crap. You know what I mean? That's madness, you know. But something that I really like, then he will get me. You know what I mean? Because that's my ear. It is what it is. Period. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Paul called it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. And Solomon called it. He said it's the madness of man. It is what it is. Nothing you can do about it. What did Paul call it? He said, "Oh wretched man that I am." Right? He said it in Romans chapter 7 and Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 9, he said, madness is in the heart of man. You know, so whatever your madness is, you know, whatever it is, that's your madness, man. You may be a habitual liar, but you weren't still a gold brick. Even if it was right there, you didn't have anybody around you for 100 miles, you wouldn't touch it. That's not your madness. Your madness is you can't wait to tell the next lie. Anyway, so he reads our thoughts. She knew that. That's why she did not speak her prayer into the atmosphere, because she was looking for a breakthrough. So this let me know that she is definitely Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. Go to Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. and read that again.
Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Now the wisdom part is that with that conversation from Rachel, and the understanding is what to do with it, with the wisdom, right? So now let's go back to Samuel chapter 1 and pick it up at verse 9.
So Hannah rose up after they had eaten Shiloh, and after they had come. Now Eli the priest on the seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and was sore. And she bowed and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but wilt give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. There shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, but only her lips moved. But her
See that? There was that conversation. That's the conversation of Solomon. That he said, only you know the conversation that's been going on in the minds of man. Because he created all consciousness. So he do. That's what Solomon said. So she is wisdom. Read on.
And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunk and put away thy wine from thee? And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.
Now, when we read virtue, what did virtue call for? Virtue was what? Faith. Faithfulness. So she has faith. She believed in God that he will hear her prayers, right? Else she wouldn't be praying to him. Read on.
Thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they
went She didn't even tell her what she was looking for from God. She kept that between her and the Lord. And the priest blessed her, and she got her answer from God. She received it. That was her breakthrough. And he said, go. And it was in him, right? He said, go. As the Lord said, as you ask, let it be done unto you. Because she said, if you give me a son, then I'm going to bring him to the priest. Who blessed her? Who approached her? The high priest, like, okay, be it as you say. There it is. He came to get his son. There it is. Continue.
And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I've asked of him the Lord, and the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. And then will I bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord established his word, so the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one elf ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eglon. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee. Stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I have asked of him. Therefore also I have worked him to the Lord as long as he liveth. But as long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
Now, this dude is an Ephraimite. Samuel is out of Ephraim, and he's dwelling in Levi tents. How did he get to anoint David in them? What? He anointed Judah? Both Levi and Ephraim anointed Judah as king. Okay, I take it. Okay, now, go right into chapter 2 and verse 1.
Then my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceedingly proudly, let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many, many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. And the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked, shall be silent in darkness, and by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces out of heaven. The Lord shall judge the end of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointing. And Elkanah went to Ramah, his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Now the
son Stop, man. You mean to tell me Hannah, it was in her, all of that? All this was inside of her? All this right here was inside this woman? She spoke this out. She's a prophetess. Jack. She was a prophetess that couldn't have children. And the Lord answered her prayers through a priest. Let's look at this again. Let's start this at the top. Go ahead.
Now the sons of Eli were sons of...
No. 2 and 1. 2 and 1.
And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in my salvation.
There's Stop. She said, my mouth is enlarged over my enemies. How is that? Watch this. Go to Proverbs chapter 31 and 10.
My bad, Dad. This is a word.
Proverbs 31 and verse 10.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her. So that
now ask yourself. Now read on. Go ahead.
The heart of her husband safety shall have no need of spoil. She will do her life. She seeks full of flax and worketh willingly with her hands.
Okay, stop. She said, her husband is known in the gates among the elders, and she will do him good all the days of his life. Isn't that exactly what she did? Isn't that exactly what she was to him? Because he testified that he loved her. He loved her. She just couldn't have any children. Aside from this gift that she had, that she know the law on so many levels. She know the law, man. She was spitting gospel. That's that Levite stuff, you know. That's that Miriam stuff. She knew the law. Where are we? Okay.
Oh, 13.
13.
Yep.
Skip down to verse 29 and continue. Now, 28. No, 26.
She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
There it is. Ain't that what we just got through reading? So she is Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. That's her. That is her. Read on.
She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her.
And didn't we just see him? No, we've seen him just do that in the scriptures. He did that in the scriptures. The book said that he loved her. So that's her. That's Hannah right here. And her children shall arise up and call her blessed. You think Samuel didn't know how he got into this creation? That's a funny thing how he got into this creation. It was through prayer. And then after he died, he came back into the creation through prayer. Crazy. He had a crazy conversation in the grand scheme of things, right? Continue.
Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
See? Where was she at? She was at the gate. She was sitting. She was at the gate where Levi was there. Well, Eli was the high priest. I don't know exactly how far you had to be up the food chain to be in the presence of the high priest like that. But that let me know her husband was known in the kingdom, as even among Ephraim and among the high priest, this guy was known. You see? But he looked at it and he blessed her, and that thing came to pass. So that made her what? Nope. Go to Proverbs, go to Exodus chapter 15 and 20. Exodus 15 and 20.
Oh, prophetess.
Yep. See that? Yep. This is the first place where it's mentioned. Read.
And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam.
Stop. So we see Miriam was the first one called a prophetess, right? We see Hannah had the gift of prophecy all in her conversation. The law is in her mouth, right? So you can see clearly this woman was a prophetess. And she had the same conversation. Guess what? Miriam didn't have any children. It didn't even say she even had a husband. She just was for the work. She just put in the work. She one of the virtuous ones that did virtuously. You know, nobody's gonna pass Rebecca. She is the prototype of virtuous woman. Ain't a woman gonna ever surpass her. She gave birth to both the kingdom of the world that we live in right now and the kingdom that's coming. You ain't getting past that. You ain't getting past that one. Now, wrap your mind around that super sci-fi. She sure did. The world we live in right now, thanks to Rebecca. The world is coming with the Father, thanks to Rebecca. So we see this conversation prophetess pop up in Miriam, and Miriam didn't have any children. What is this conversation now? We got it here, and we got this woman whose name is Hannah was barren, and now she isn't, and God heard her prayers, and now she's prophesying. She is prophesying, right? Let's look at this again. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1.
And what?
Luke chapter 1 and 5.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless.
See, this is the same conversation, almost virtually, man. Itself, but this conversation is in reverse now. Eli is the Levite that blessed Ephraim. Now the conversation is that Levi, she was barren; she couldn't have a child here. She was well into her years and all this type of stuff. So she had a Mary kind of thing happen here. Watch this. Read on. No, she had a Sarah kind of thing happen. That's what happened. She had a Sarah thing. Read on.
And according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord.
Okay, so now let's get down to thirty-six. Okay, Mary just got the news she about to have Jesus, right? Guess who she go see? Elizabeth, right? 36.
And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called Mary.
See? Same conversation. Now watch this. Read on.
For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Stop. She started doing what?
The loud voice said, blessed art thou among women.
She started prophesying. She a what?
Prophetess.
Out of order, Levi. Same thing, same conversation, same spirit. Are we listening? It's something to that thing, man. It's something about that. It's, you know, I mean, the more we start going into it, the more the Father revealed, the more we look at that, why this conversation is existing, why he keep recognizing it. But we see here that she started prophesying. Her mother, her great-great-great mother would have been Miriam. She's out of that cut. Her husband is way up the food chain. He actually working in the temple, lighting the candles. That's way up there. Read on.
And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul.
See, how does she know that? How does she know what God said to her? How does she know what God said to Mary? She just bust out and just start telling her what it is that, you know, she started giving her the breakthrough. Yeah, she was a prophetess, Jack. I don't know. Go figure. What's up with the prophetess having, you know, short children and whatnot? You know what I mean? What's up with that? Sarah was a prophetess. Her conversation is going all the way to Jerusalem. What's going on with that? Rebecca, the same thing, man. She was barren for like a minute, like almost 20 years. She was barren. Then she got pregnant with the twins. Then she spoke through time. Then Leah and Rachel spoke through time. So, I mean, man, we can look at their conversation even on the people. And then you can see the people using their conversations to get the breakthroughs from God that their mother taught them how to get the breakthrough. We got to, let's go back to Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. And man, forgive me. No. Let's go back to Hannah chapter 2. Isaiah. First Samuel's chapter 2.
And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because thou rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God, more so exceedingly proudly. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth.
Look at the law of kindness right there. The law of kindness is in verse 3. She is definitely Proverbs chapter 31 and 10. She's going to be in the kingdom. Read on.
Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne seven, and that she that hath many children is weak and wax feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up.
Stop. That's the resurrection. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. That's the resurrection. Dead, wake up. Dead, wake up. So she's talking resurrection stuff here. Definitely prophesying. I guess it is a no-brainer. Bring us down to the grave and bring us up. So she, you know, and we had cliques, man, called Sadducees and whatnot. Don't think they wasn't being formed back in this day, you know, especially among Ephraim and Israel and Manasseh. They had some real satanic things going on with them in the days, you know. Ephraim and Manasseh got off into some real wickedness, you know. This is that thing. But we see here, right here, he said, the Lord killeth and the Lord maketh alive. She is definitely in the resurrection mindset. Read on.
The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich, bringeth low and lifteth up. Raise
Stop.
Up
go to Deuteronomy 32. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. So, she is, man, I guess I can't beat that horse anymore. Then she's definitely Proverbs 7 and 4 and Proverbs 31 and 10. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and pick it up at verse 39.
See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
She almost quoted this verbatim. She knew this law. She knew this law. She knew this scripture. Well, may only make sense to your prophetess. I mean, you can't be a prophetess and not know the scriptures. What you going to do? Just run off at the mouth at whatever come into your head? That ain't prophesying. Look at here. Absalom, look. I'm going to prophesy here. Now, when you go outside tomorrow, this guy with a yellow baseball hat, with orange tennis shoes, is going to hand you a watermelon. Now, you carry that watermelon like 4 blocks, and then you're going to meet this guy with an orange nose and floppy shoes. And then you give him a watermelon, and then he's going to give you keys to this little bitty car, and you're going to drive off into your brand new tomorrow. Right. You see what I'm saying? Anybody can do that, man, and make it sound good.
Oh boy.
You see what I'm saying? So come on, man. That's not the truth. That's not prophesied. This woman knew the law. She knew the law. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Deuteronomy 4.
Yep, Deuteronomy 4. And 6.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, who shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Stop. That's how we know that she was a wise and understanding woman. See that? The spirit, I testify the spirit. Let's go back to 1 Samuel chapter 2. Let's finish that up, and then we're just going to declare that this woman, Hannah, is definitely a virtuous woman. Hands down.
1 Samuel?
Yes, sir. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Yeah. No, pick it up at 6.
And the Lord killeth and maketh alive, he bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh.
She just quoted Moses. She quoted Moses. Read on.
The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail.
You know what? David quoted this. You know you can read David quoting this. He keep the feet of his saints. David said that. She said it first. That's what I'm getting at. The law of kindness is in her mouth. She is definitely Proverbs 31 and 10. This one here, yep. And she was a prophetess. Yep. Look at this here. Look at this run she put together. She was a prophetess, big time. She was a heavy hitter too. No wonder she was bugging. You know, that's the only thing she probably had coming, that the fact she could have children. But when it came to understanding, she was broke. But when it came to wisdom and honor, her husband knew who was his Leah. Her husband knew who was his Sarah. Read on.
The feet of his saints and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall...
What? 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 Out of what? Out of heaven, man. She going way up the food chain, Jack. She blowing. She on fire. Read on.
The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. And Elkanah went to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest.
So the dude went back home with his wife and left his son there with Eli. Eli grew up there. But this story ain't about Eli. I mean, this story ain't about Samuel right now. It's about Hannah. That's what this story is about. 10. The adversary of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the end of the earth and shall give his strength unto the king, unto his king, and exhort the horn of his anointed. Go to Psalms chapter 132. Let's see where this comes from. Listen at this woman's speech. Listen at this woman. Listen. David ain't even born.
What verse?
Psalms 1, y'all, verse 1.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand.
No. Psalms 132.
Lord, remember David and all his afflictions.
No. Psalms 132. Oh, yeah, that's it. You're right, my bad. Go ahead.
Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord and a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata, we found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles, we will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servants David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it, of the fruit of the body will I set upon thy throne.
Man, where'd she get this from? Where did she get all this from? David ain't even born here, man. Where'd she get all this from? And then, wait a minute, bro. And then Samuel, her son, blessed David. And he spoke her word. We really should be listening to that. Our mothers, too. They got a speech in the kingdom. Amen. So, I guess we can. She is Psalms 45 and 9. You know why? Because she is the mistress, and the second was having the children. But she had her own. So she would be Psalms 45 in verse 9. So definitely, let's read Psalms 45 in verse 9, and we're going to close out there.
Kings and daughters were among thy honorable women. On thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with the gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within her clothing, is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy father shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
Amen. So, is it people out here right now? Is it women out here named Hannah?
Yeah.
I guess she do wear the Psalms chapter 45 and verse 9. She can wear this scripture. So the Lord says she's a queen. She gonna come up in the first resurrection. She coming up in the first resurrection. She gonna sit in judgment. Yep. So, Man, Absalom, you got, hey, look, great job reading, man. Great job. You nailed every scripture. Your Ebonics on that Hebrew is wonderful, bro. You got it now. You nailed it, Jack. You got it. Hey, but I was, you know, as far as meeting a dude with some floppy shoes, man, you know, I was just joking. That ain't gonna happen. So don't be outside tomorrow with a white hat on, some orange suits, talking about you gonna meet a dude on the corner with an orange nose and floppy shoes, you know. That was just an allegory. But if one run up on you, let me know. Hey, man, you got any questions, anything like that? Anything you want to add to this before we close out?
This actually, like, was crazy. Like, during this lesson, I really realized that this is a girl named Rachel in my class. Her name Rachel Moore. She got the same last name as me and Gangster. It's crazy. But her sister's name is Rebecca. I just found out she had a sister today. But, like, it's crazy. Her sister's name, Rebecca, her name, Rachel. But Rebecca,
yeah.
That's nuts. I was like, but that is crazy.
Funny that we'll be dealing with this series right now.
Right now. I just met the younger sister, and they named after queens of Israel.
Yep. That's very true. And they don't even know it. They just think they got a regular name.
Nope. And they Israelites.
Yep.
Yeah. Rebecca.
They don't even know that they named after women that gave birth to the universe.
Literally.
Yep. I should say, wait a minute, let's say this. They've been named after women that gave birth to universities. Thanks to Miriam, right?
Okay.
Wow.
You know, my name, I don't really be thinking about my name. Like, how did y'all come up with my names? Caleb and Absalom. Those duos are a great one. They make for a beautiful.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I thought, I always felt that Absalom, he would have been king of Israel. I knew he would have been king in Israel if that thing hadn't went down with Bathsheba.
Yeah.
He was everything Solomon was. Yep. So, and he was a beautiful dude. You know, he was eye candy too. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, and he had all that hair and all that long hair. Like that Fabio ride his donkey, you know, he ride his donkey, his howl in the wind, you know. Hey, Absalom was a prince, Jack. He was a serious deal. He was a serious deal.
I know.
And Khalid, man, he was a warrior to the 10th part, you know. And he was fearless, man. He was like, man, listen, the giants of this world is nothing to us. Let's go get them. And he said, and the people were scared, but he was ready to go.
Characters I can relate to.
You should.
They weren't given them to me for no reason. The Lord don't have. Then, like, the Lord been giving me opportunities to just teach people And, like, I think the Lord is making it known to me, but, like, making it known to others. But, like, I realized through them, through me teaching them, and the things that, like, he's told me, and being me being able, like, to favor the way I am, just, like, raised how I was, and going through the trials and tribulations that most prophets do, being named after not one, but two great prophets that I literally can relate to. A lot of my how I was born rooted from the prayer of, what's her name? We just read about her.
Well, I just say this, man, you know, no, just go ahead, finish.
What's O'Connor's wife's name?
Who?
O'Connor's wife. We just read of her.
You talking about Hannah?
Hannah, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Elkanah.
It's crazy, like, it's similar to a prayer prayed upon by my mother, and here came me and David. David's name is David, and Jaleel. So warrior is a me and David's name, and we were both named the people highly prized and favored by the Lord. You're a prophet, you're a preacher. We're in the last days, and we're meant to be light and dad. You ever read and think virtuism? What is like? And you will pop up in mind?
Well, I know one thing. The only way you can find them is in prayer,
and
fasting. Yep. And fasting, that's the only way they come up.
Don't they usually give birth to prophets?
Yeah, they do. They increase the kingdom. Yep.
Yeah. And you are already a priest, right?
Who?
You. You're a priest?
I don't know about it. Well, I always felt like this here. I guess what's been echoing through me is the Levitical priesthood, you know, if I could say that. So if I was any family, or you was out of a family, it would be Levi. That's what I get. That's my vibration, you know, but hey, that don't mean nothing. It's a vibe. You see what I'm saying? Come to find out, you know, hey, I could be out of Asher. Just made it through the bloodline. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
These are not coincidences. I'm 14. But when I turn 13 this year, the Lord really starts talking to me. Threes and fours happen to be one of the most frequently used numbers of group. I'm reading now. That you can't tell me you don't be getting thoughts like, man, we really could be dealing with like high level stuff at these times, like, man, gotta start putting that in consideration.
For sure.
These things happen for much reason, great reasons. These aren't jokes. So they're in our face. We gotta start thinking like we how it is. We don't, average people don't get this knowledge. Not even average people of the Lord. Not all of them get to where we've gotten. Your name's Job. Yeah. Highly favored of the Lord.
That is not how I look in the mirror, man.
Hey, not me either, but like, when you stop putting these things together, they can add up and make a way. We can be some of these days. Easily.
Well, that's the blessing part of it, man, is that, you know, he give you these things, man, and one thing, one plus one is two. That's a consciousness. People don't understand that. Now, we're going to have to get ready to close out, but that's a consciousness. What do you mean? Well, one plus one is two, but it's a truth. Only truth comes from consciousness, because the antonym for truth is lie. So that's consciousness of right and wrong. So to say that there's no God is to say that the numeral system testify of invisibility, which is stupid, because numbers is the absolute truth.
Man, that is.
So ain't no doubt about it, it's a God. Just by the numeral system alone testify that there is. So ain't even think about that. It's just how we gonna meet him, man. Are we gonna meet him in a judgment, or are we gonna meet him on a throne? It's up to us.
Very much so is.
Yeah.
And I seek to be meeting him on the throne and not in judgment. I don't feel I will leave it. I don't have the feel of I'm going to be this regular, going to live a regular life. Nah.
I get that inside track. You good. Some people don't never get the track. Some people don't even know the path. If you got an inside track, you better make the most of it.
I'm going to try to make the very most of it.
Yep.
You still see that. Even if you don't get the things I get, still. Praise in everything we do. And show his will and works in everything we do. Be as prophets were. Try to be perfect as the Lord was. For real.
Right.
Yo, man, can't be perfect like Yahweh was perfect, but we can be perfect to an extent.
Well, perfect, you know, it's the absolute perfect is where your God is at. But then there's a perfect that he called that man can achieve. And when you read the synonyms for perfect, it's maturity, it's skill, it's understanding, it's wisdom, accuracy, balance, temperance. You start looking at all the fruits of the Spirit pop up under perfect. The majority of the fruits of the Spirit pops up under perfect. So if you want to be like gold or silver, then perfect is what you want to be. Without being God.
That's what I strive to be.
Yep.
I know you gotta get out there short stuff, but great lesson. Yeah. Great lesson. Much needed. I needed to read today. Didn't read for 2 days.
Oh yeah. Man, but get this, any other time, my company, I very seldom, I can count on one hand. I've been working with these people for like 2 years, right? I can count on one hand how many times I actually came to work in the evening. Now, all of a sudden, the Lord has allowed me to put these precepts together on Black History. Now, you want me to come in at in the evening.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then too, now all of a sudden, I'm getting off an hour before we get ready to come on the air. I'm talking about, man, I don't even really get a real chance to unwind, you know, to even open up a bottle of wine or a beer or whatever, you know. So they just sit down and just jump in. But it's been that way. It's been that way this month. Then it's been cold, Jack. Man, that cold beat the hammer. Man, that cold hit you like a sledgehammer, Jack.
Yeah.
You be out there every day, it'll pound you out, man. So,
even though I understand the difficulty of COVID, and I can handle heat, but heat is still like heat is heat. It's not the game. Too much of it. Same as too much cold, do the same thing to you.
Yep. Hey, man, well, hey, back here tomorrow evening, man, Esther on deck.
Got you. All right.
All right, man. Love you, man. Call me, hit me on the hill, man. We gotta wrap the studio thing up.
Right.
So, yeah, just hit me on the hill. Love you, man. Great job, everybody. Look. We got to keep this in mind, man. Just know that our mother's speech is relevant, you know, through time. They just wasn't baby bearing barefoot and naked. You know, that wasn't the demo, man. They were queens and articulated, educated women. Some even lived in colleges. That's how articulate and educated our women were. So let's start striving to get to that point again, amen? So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And as we say here, what is it, young lady? Oh, okay. Well, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living
Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Hello, man. Peace be to you.
Amen. Amen. Shalom, shalom. Peace and grace in everyone. Shalom, shalom.